Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game. So just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. Greetings and salutations, positive heads. Welcome back. Here we go again. Happy as always to be here with you all. It is another beautiful day in paradise, and we have some things and stuff and whatnots to cover today to collectively manage our vibration here together via this broadcast. So glad you made it. I know I'm glad I made it. Certainly helps get my day going when I get to have the pleasure of starting it with, doing this broadcast. So yeah. This is magical. Thank you guys. Thanks for making it possible. Thanks for participating and playing in 3D reality with me. It is a joy. Speaking of a joyous celebration, you guys know I'm excited and thrilled when you leave me some love on iTunes in the form of a review. Helps us to reach new people. And I did find one of those waiting like a little Christmas present this morning by Leonardo3H2Humans. And the title is Brandon is a Conscious Communicator. As a fellow podcaster in the field of consciousness, I feel motivated to point out what a warrior beast Brandon is for airing 5 shows a week. Wowza. Rare are leaders such as Brandon Beecham because he practices what he preaches. The Positive Head podcast encourages me to optimize health, happiness, and a humble perspective 5 days a week. Thank you, Brandon. Why, thank you, Leonardo. I'm assuming 3H2Humans is the podcast. Yep, apparently that is correct. And Leonardo, maybe it's Leonardo, not sure. me and my trouble with names, always trying to figure out how to pronounce it. Why can't anyone just be named Bill anymore? So 3H2Humans is indeed a show I was not aware of, but I am now. And thank you for taking the time to review. I will definitely check that out. And if you guys haven't reviewed on iTunes, please do so. It is, as you know, not only helps us to reach new people, helps to fuel my fire when you complete the circle of love that I'm putting out into the world by, showing up in that way. Also, you can find the show on all the podcast apps, Google Play, SoundCloud. We now have a Spotify playlist that you can tap into. The Positive Head podcast songs on Spotify. You will find a collection, an ongoing, ever-growing collection of songs that we play on the outros. So, yeah, be sure and check that out. And if you're not on the Facebook group as well, that's Positive Heads with an S. A lot of lovely listeners connecting, sharing, opening up, supporting one another. It's a beautiful thing to behold and to be a part of. And it's a private group, so you can get personal if you feel so inclined to do so without worrying about other people on Facebook seeing what you're talking about. So, get on there and also leave questions there. I love getting questions from you guys. It's one of my favorite ways to co-create this show together with your questions that sort of steer the way in what you know, I decide to talk about on a certain day. You can also email me through brandon@positivehead.com or the Positive Head website as well. You can contact. So, yeah, jumping right into today's topic. Let's see here. I'm going to talk about something that we have talked about a lot and we will talk about a lot again because why? It's a daily conscious effort. It's one thing to understand this stuff. It's another thing to really burn it into your brain, every cell of your being, to be vibrating with this information, this high vibrational information that we are collectively swimming in the vibrational pool, as I like to put it. And this one is today's topic is just, I want to talk a little bit more about the three-part process that Abraham talks about a lot. And that is knowing what you want, asking source, but understanding first, of course, is knowing what you want. And a lot of that comes with, you know, people misunderstand these negative circumstances that happen in their lives when really what they're doing is their feedback showing you what you do or don't want, right? So just, you know, I've said it many times before and I'll say it again. Just be aware of that, guys. If something comes up today, instead of getting upset about it or judging it or, you know, feeling like, oh, why'd this happen to me? Oh, this is showing me something that I need to know that helps me to further refine myself into understanding what I do and don't want, right? Whether it's in an interaction with another person, a lot of times that's the way it'll come. You know, it's like, oh, I no longer, this no longer serves me. And a lot of times as you're on this, this path of, ascension, elevation, constantly growing in a, you know, you're on the spiritual path, if you will, then, you know, things that maybe felt really good before, maybe friends that felt really good to be around, no longer are quite the match. That's okay. Like it doesn't like a romantic relationship. It doesn't have to last forever to be successful. It doesn't mean you can't even love them from afar, but maybe there, it makes sense for some of you out there to really, as you're in this critical phase, this sort of fledgling phase, it's like the butterfly, you know, when it first comes out of the cocoon, it might need a minute to like, you know, time alone and to get its bearings and things like that. So we're a little bit fragile when we're early on in our development, and we can be thrown easily by maybe energies before that felt good no longer are quite the match. And you're wondering if you're wondering why it doesn't feel as good as maybe it once did to be around certain people, it's because you're shifting and maybe they're not moving as quickly. They're on a slower train, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that too. It's all perfect, just as it is. But so a lot of times this feedback is telling you what you want. Now, the big thing that I want to stress today is when you ask for it, when you say, ah, this feedback tells me what I don't want. So here's what I do want. And here's what I'm asking for next. Source answers it immediately, right? There is no time. Your vibrational escrow, as Abraham will refer to it, right? This is, you know, for those of you who aren't familiar with that term, escrow, what is that? That's where the money is held when you're buying a house, right? It's put there waiting to be dispersed. So as soon as you ask for something, it is in this vortex. It is there waiting for you, right? And all these things you've been asking for, by the way, throughout your incarnation in 3D, it's instantly been created in your vibrational escrow. Now, why hasn't it then been reflected back in your reality? You ask for it, but you're not necessarily a vibrational match for it. So this is a three-part process: knowing what you do and don't want, further clarifying that all the time with experience, asking source for it, which immediately answers and puts it in your vibrational escrow. It's like source deposits it into your bank account for you, right? Your experience account. And now your job is to become a match for that. You want to be, you know, what we talk a lot about is, okay, let's be vibrationally absence of resistance to it. A lot of times the issue arises when we want something, we focus on the lack of it, right? I want $1 million. My bank account has 10. I'm focusing on the fact that my bank account has 10. My bank account, did you notice my bank account had 10? I mean, it's sort of a natural thing for us to do, right? And so we need to retrain ourselves to become a match. And that can be sometimes easier said than done, which is why we talk about it from so many different ways, so many different angles. How can we do that? And one of the best at that, of course, is Abraham talking about how you can do this, different ways, different perspectives, different techniques to be it first to see it, right? As I like to say, be it to see it. And you have to become a match for that thing. And if you become a match, you can start manifesting really quickly. And all your things are in your vibrational escrow already. You know, one of the things that's talked about in this actual talk towards the end, it talks about a little story where you'll, I'm going to play a talk here in a second, a clip from Abraham. And at the end of it, there's a talk about Jerry, Esther's partner, who used to keep goals written down in his pocket. And someone was asking him, do you still carry those goals around? He said, no, I don't. I've learned now that I don't need to. I've already put everything into my vibrational escrow. It's there. Instead, I'm allowing it to flow to me. I just focus on getting into vibrational match for it. So isn't that a nice sort of thing to know? You've already put everything you want in your vibrational escrow for the most part. Now there might be new things and further refinement and more clarification on certain things, and that's well and good, but you have so much in your vibrational escrow that's already there waiting for you. So instead of worrying about all the details that we get so hung up on all the time, you know, and it can be overwhelming. Well, if I want to manifest this, that, and the other, I've got to be really good at business or this or that. And it's like, oh, if you can relax more about that, all those that busy work that you feel needs to happen to make it appear, and instead really make it your primary focus, just to focus on, you know, being a vibrational match, and then watch how the universe and all its infinite creativity, right? Think of how creative source is. Look at the diversity in our world. I mean, and that's just what we can see. You know, the source is so creative. It is infinite ways that it can bring what you have put in your vibrational escrow, in your vortex. It has infinite ways that it can bring it to you that are outside of maybe a lot of the normal ways you'd think, like I've got to be, you know, this business mogul or this, that, or the other, just to use as one example. So, or I need to be, you know, I want to attract a partner that's like this. So I need to be, you know, have a six pack and be in the, you know, like a bodybuilder or so, you know, something. We have all these ideas of, you know, this goes with this and that goes with that. Well, the universe is very, very creative and diverse, and there's a million and one ways it can deliver things to you. You put it in your vibrational escrow, you get into vibrational alignment, and then part of the fun is to watch how it can do its thing. You're allowing it. You're playing with the universe in this way. So, all right. Well, that being said, I want to take a moment and share this clip. This is Abraham Hicks' Rampage of Let Source Do the Manifesting Work for You. And I found this on the Created Reality YouTube page. Take a listen.
As we've been talking about this vortex, we love this analogy, because as you are knowing what you don't want and knowing what you do want and setting forth all of this, we've been saying for years that when you ask, it is given, and contrast causes you to ask. That's those rockets going forward. And we've been saying for years that when you ask, that source answers, and that's source becoming an immediate vibrational match, because source has no resistance to what you've asked for. And then the third part of the three-step process is you have to become a match. You have to allow yourself to be vibrationally up to speed, which means to be vibrationally absent of resistance, in order to have the full manifestation of what you are wanting. So now, in this leading edge discussion that we were having just now, we're saying to you that when you're up to speed with who you are, you're in the vortex. And when you're in the vortex, the problem does not feel like a problem. And why does the problem not feel like a problem when you're in the vortex, even before the solution has completely manifest? Because when you're in the vortex, and therefore up to speed with the solution, and therefore up to speed with all that you are, and therefore non-resistant to what you want, now you're in the place of allowing the manifestation. Now, humans have this habit, we love you very much, of not wanting to feel the success of something until it manifests. It's like, show me the money, then I'll be glad. Show me my lover, and then I'll be glad. Show me the evidence of good things, and then I'll be happy. So most people stand outside the vortex most of the time and let what's happening in their experience dictate where their vibration is. So you let reality train your vibration. Now, we want to say reality is magnificent. The reality that you live, because it is the bouncing off place. It's what's putting all of this expansion over there. But you all are so over excited about perusing and documenting and discussing reality that you hold yourself for inordinate amounts of time in vibrational concert with, from our perspective, what was, instead of with what is. And the emotion that you feel is because you're not up to speed with who you are, who you are, who you are, with what is, with what is, with what is. When you ask for money, that money is. And when you keep bemoaning the fact that you don't have it in your bank account, you deprive yourself of the vibrational alignment with the money that is, and you don't let it manifest. And it would manifest. It would manifest fast if you'd stop doing that thing you're doing that is keeping you from the discovery of the path to the manifestation of the very thing that you're asking for. That was as clear as we've ever said it. Did you get it? You are the creator of your reality, but even more pointedly, you are the creator of you. And the you that is in this vortex. Now, this is where it gets fun, because as we talk about this you, you want to talk about the you that you can see. You look around at each other and you say, hey, you, hey, you, hey, you, hey, you. And we say, no, you. It's this you. It's this you. It's this you that we want you to look at. That you is old news. That you is the creator of this you, but this you in the vortex is who you really are. And the reason that it's so important for you to know it is because this is who you really are, and this is dominantly how you really feel. And if you in your physical body, you don't let yourself be up to speed with who you really are, you, then you feel the discord of that resistance, and then you don't let yourself be you, and then you don't feel good. This will make a really good audio, won't it? A really good audio tape. Well, at least those listening in won't see us pointing at the floor. So you get that, don't you? What is a feeling of satisfaction? Satisfaction is life causes me and my physical body to expand. And I felt the discord of the expansion briefly, but because I care about feeling good, I've trained myself to follow the trail of good feeling thoughts. So I reach more optimistically, I reach more hopefully, I tell better feeling stories, and I've trained myself into positive expectations. So I'm following the trail of the new idea, and so I feel satisfied because I'm moving in the direction of who I am. And as I do that, the vortex, this powerful law of attraction vortex, is calling all cooperative components. And because I'm optimistic and hopeful, I'm a pretty cooperative component. And so I'm being pulled in the direction of it by this powerful law of attraction. And I'm feeling the satisfaction. Satisfaction is the opposite of resistance. The feeling of satisfaction is like anti-frustration. It's like evidence of going in the direction of who I am, while frustration is evidence of holding back and not going. So satisfaction is the feeling that I'm on the right track. Jerry and Esther will be having a conversation, and Esther will say, ooh, tell me more. Keep talking about this. I like how this feels. This is a satisfying conversation, because the conversation is causing her to focus and therefore allow law of attraction to draw her closer. Satisfaction is coming into harmony with who you are. And oh, satisfaction can be long before, like the day before or the week before the manifestation. But if you're hung up on not feeling satisfied till you see the manifestation, can you see the trouble you caused yourself? If you could be satisfied with the emotion and not need the manifestation outside the vortex or in your physical reality, you see things, you hear them, you translate vibration into what you see and what you hear and what you smell and taste and touch. In other words, this tactile experience is pleasing in all of those ways. But if you become someone who needs to be able to see it and hear it and smell it and taste it and touch it before you feel satisfaction, you're holding yourself way back. You're slowing yourself way down. If you can just hear this one little piece where we're encouraging you to feel the satisfaction, let's take it further. Satisfaction and relief are sort of the same feeling, aren't they? Satisfaction and relief are both indicators that I've deactivated the resistant part of my vibration, and therefore I'm allowing Source to call me to the completion of what? Completion is not the right word because there is no ending, but to the clicking into place with what? With the manifestation? Eventually. But Source isn't giving you your thrills. You're not feeling your emotions because of manifestation. You're feeling your emotions because of vibrational alignment. And that's what we want you to leave this gathering hooked on. We want you to leave this gathering so intent on feeling the satisfaction of vibrational alignment that you could say and really mean, the manifestation is really secondary to me. The satisfaction of getting into the vortex and clicking into who I am is what rings my bells. It's what floats my cork. It's what I'm into. I'm hooked on the vortex. I'm hooked on the emotion of being in the vortex. Satisfaction is my game. Jerry and Esther were telling the story last night of Jerry had a card that he kept in his wallet of goals, and a friend said, do you still keep that card in your wallet? Are you still setting goals in that way? And Jerry said, no, I don't set goals. I have a different understanding now. Everything I want just comes. I realize that I put the stuff in my vortex long ago, and now my work is different. And we want to say, you have already put all of that into your vortex, and now your work is aligning vibrationally with what you've put there. And when you do, satisfaction is immediate. And if you hang around in the realm of satisfaction for just a little bit of time on any topic in the world, positive expectation, satisfaction, no evidence to support how good I feel, just a feeling. So people say, do you set goals? Yeah. Have a goal to feel satisfaction. Oh, so you have goals about things you want, and when those things happen, you're satisfied. No, that's not what I mean. My goal is to feel satisfaction whether anything ever happens or not. Your friends would think you're nuts. Oh, well, you're just delusional. Okay, whatever it takes, just keep yourself happy. Just keep yourself happy. And we say, exactly, 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 exactly. Keep yourself happy regardless. Keep yourself happy regardless. Keep yourself happy regardless. Keep yourself feeling good regardless. Ignore what is in any aspect that doesn't please you, because what is old news. Your manifestation in your physical reality is old news. This is where it's at. This is what is. This is who you are. This is the only place that satisfaction can occur. And what you're going to discover as you hang around more in the vortex, and we'll talk about that all day here today, as you get into the vortex and spend more time there, what begins to happen to you is, from inside the vortex, it's so easy to make peace with everything that's out there, because it all contributed to you being in the vortex. It's like finding yourself at this incredible destination, and now the long road there isn't important because you're here, you see.
I love, you know, right at the top of this, when you're up to speed with who you are, the problem doesn't feel like a problem, right? So what is she talking about here? She's talking about in getting in this vortex where all the stuff lives that you want, your state of well-being. What we do, we're in the habit of doing, we discuss reality too much. But the thing about reality, guys, this is like the biggest light bulb ever. This is the biggest light bulb ever. What you're doing, you're discussing, anytime you're discussing what is, you're discussing what you think is, it's really discussing what was. right? What is what vibration you're offering next. That's the cutting edge. Do you see the difference? So if I'm talking about my external circumstances, it's like reflecting on a movie that once happened. Because if you want to know what you'll see today, look at what you were feeling yesterday or, you know, just or last week or last month or last lifetime. I mean, there's all kinds of lag in this 3D manifestation process. But whatever you're discussing, that you're always discussing the past. That's what was. So instead of that, let's look at what is. This moment, you are born anew as you sit listening to this podcast. Wherever you are literally flickering in and out of existence so quickly. You appear solid. It's very convincing, but you are, with every breath, you're born anew. You're, I mean, literally, you're the vibration, the particles that make up your cells, these things are not solid. They're not solid at all. They're vibrations of energy that are popping in and out of existence. We don't know where they come from or where they go to. But when they show up here, they're intelligent, right? So what's happening? You're blinking, you're flashing like a movie screen in and out every second. This is a brand new, yet 2 seconds ago, gone. 3 seconds ago, gone. 1 second ago, gone. That's what was. Whatever you're seeing externally as you're seeing your life circumstances, that's just, you know, a conglomerate of all these things that you vibrationally put into, you've gotten to alignment with, and then as a result, you've seen. But that's what was. You're on a whole new edge. Every moment, it's a new you. Every moment, it's a new you. And by missing this point, it's keeping you from the discovery of the path to the manifestation. And if you could just be satisfied, what she says is, if you could just learn to be satisfied with the emotion and not need the manifestation, then you're onto something. You know, that is where make the manifestation secondary, and getting into the vortex primary. Make satisfaction your game. Satisfaction and relief versus anonymous. Be at ease. Be satisfied. Instead of setting goals, we heard the story, let it flow to you. Have a goal. If you have any goal, have a goal to feel satisfaction. You don't need evidence to support how good you feel. Just continue to focus on, this moment is new. I'm creating it. This is the cutting edge of reality. And I feel good. I believe I am satisfied. I am relieved knowing that I control. I'm no longer a victim to these external circumstances. That should make you feel relief in any moment, which leads to satisfaction. They're synonymous, right? Ignore what is in any aspect that doesn't please you, because it's old news anyway. And the vortex is the cutting edge, she says, the only place satisfaction can occur. And I love how she says here, in the vortex, it's easy to make peace with what's been or anything that is, you would say, is your quote unquote current circumstances, which really isn't your current circumstances. It's slightly, it's just a recent past that you call current, right? In the vortex, it's easy to make peace with anything that's out there in your circumstances, because it's all contributed to you being in the vortex. It's all contributed to this moment of awareness that you're feeling right now, in the real now, on the cutting edge where you're going to live from this moment forward, right? Right? Right. Or most of the time, unless you forget, until you forget, and then you remember, and then you forget a little bit, but then you remember more, and on it goes. Two steps forwards, one step back. We're all doing it. You're getting better every moment. I believe in you. Thank you for believing in me. And with that being said, I do have a song to leave you lovely listeners with before we journey on into the next now. This track is Edamame. The song is brand new one from a forthcoming album. The song is called Sable. It's featuring Tor. I love it. Hope you love it too. And until next time, journey well. Love you all.